this is something that's taken Cheryl a while to get used to. She said, honey, this man, they called and said, he's in the hospital, he's critical, he's dying. They want you to come down there. I said, well, I'll pray. What? Won't you just run in the car and go down there? I said, no. I got to pray first. So I pray, and she said, what are you going to do? I said, I ain't going. I ain't going. And then you get a nice email from somebody that says, you know, I don't understand this. Will you mind explaining this to me? You prayed over a woman you didn't even have time to talk to, and you got her arm healed. God did a miracle. Now, yet this man, you say you've got to talk to. Hey, for those of you that write those kind of letters, this is your answer. When you're led by the Spirit of God, you do what God says in every case. If He sends you down there to pray for that man, you go pray. If God says no, wait. If He says no, don't go. If He says no, don't go, am I going to do any good if I go down there?
No.
Who is the healer?
God.
If He tells me not to go, why waste my time? Now, if you're led by the Spirit, if somebody calls, or just like that little woman there that day that got her arm burned, I didn't know anything about her, didn't know she's a Christian, nothing. But I was compelled by the Spirit to run down there and pray for her. And obviously, I didn't miss God that day, did I? Because God miraculously took away her pain instantly. And by the next morning, that burned arm that was burned so bad, it was completely healed overnight. Now, if I'd have missed God, that wouldn't have happened, would it? Absolutely not. But you know, there have been a few times I've had the feeling, don't pray for them. And I pray for them anyway. I mean, I just think, you know, Lord, surely Your compassion for this man or woman, it could be either one. Lord, surely You'd be merciful to forgive them. But the Lord might say, well, I mean, there's been times in my life when I went and prayed over people and spent hours with them and they died anyway. And then after I've asked the Lord, Lord, why? And He'll tell me, you know, if I spend enough time with Him, He'll almost always tell me what their problem was. I used to ask Him, Lord, is it my sin? Did I do something wrong? Because, you know, you never know when you do something wrong. Do you know, you may think you're walking as holy as you possibly can, but you may be breaking several rules you don't even know. So God's the only one that can really decide whether you're walking holy or not. But, whoa, goodness gracious, tore her Bible up right there. Yeah, y'all reach down and help her get her and hand it back to her. Praise the Lord. Yeah, just happened to... Yeah, it started to fall. She tried to catch it and hit it and just knocked it flying across the place. But you know, we never really know for sure whether we're sinning or not, do we? But we need to stay on God's doorstep. Lord, I'm doing my best to walk holy in Your presence. And if you don't spend some time in this book, I'm going to assure you, you're going to be sinning more than you think. Because the only place you can learn what pleases God is in this book. Now, I'll tell you, here a while back, Dave taught on something, and of course, I've seen this in the Scripture. It's in the Proverbs. But some of you may have never heard this before when he was talking about the king of Tyre and the little country of Tyre. Who remembers what their sin was that caused this massive destruction? What was it, Deborah? They were glad that Israel got reprimanded. You know, in the book of Proverbs, it says, anybody who gloats over somebody else's destruction, you will be punished. So when something happens, how many people do you know have said, boy, he got what he deserved. I mean, he got fired. I'm so glad he got fired. He wasn't worth nothing. I'm glad he got fired. You ever heard anybody say those kind of things over somebody? You know? Now, God says He don't like that. And He said, if you gloat over His punishment, you are going to be punished. But the whole nation of Tyre, they were wiped out because of their gloating over Israel's judgment. Now, God had to judge them because they were wicked. But Tyre thought, oh man, all that glorious, you know, trade that come up there to them, now all that's going to come to us, and we're going to get filthy rich now. We're so glad they got judged. And God said in His Word, brother, because you said this, I will wipe you out. I'll wipe all the soil off your island. There will be nothing but a rock left. But see, the book of Proverbs says the same thing. Don't gloat over somebody else's bad, something happens to them. If you do, hey, how are we going to learn what God likes and what He don't like? Read His book. And when He says something, you better believe He means what He says. You know, this is just not another book we're reading. This is an owner's manual for life. Then He says there, let's see where we were. Take a lesson from the ant. Okay, then here we are. Here is a description of a worthless and wicked people. We talked about that. But they will be destroyed suddenly, broken beyond all hope of healing. Okay, and then the next verse. Now, there are six things the Lord hates. No, take it back. There's seven. There's seven. But that's what the Scripture says. There are six things the Lord hates. No, seven things He detests. Number one, haughty eyes. You know, looking at things with your eyes you shouldn't be looking at. Haughty eyes, you know. You're looking at things you ain't supposed to be looking at. Does God like that? No, He says He doesn't. So we don't want to have no haughty eyes, do we? When we look at somebody, we want to look with our eyes open and we'll look where we're supposed to look. Not in the wrong places. A lying tongue. Does God like for you to lie? How about a little bitty lie? No kind of lie. He don't like a lying tongue. And a lying, every time you lie, you're building up a judgment against you, which eventually will bring a demon to your life. And it will bring destruction and devastation to you, because God likes it. Then He says, hands that kill the innocent. Abortion. I mean, think of the little babies. Have any of you ever seen the movie The Silent Scream? Anybody in here seen that? The rest of you haven't? Well, if you haven't seen The Silent Scream, you ought to look at it. They will show you what happens with a little child scrambling around in that womb, trying to stay away from them, tearing him apart. Killing him. The Silent Scream. A little human being that's being ripped apart. How would you feel if you were hung in something right here and I'm reaching inside of you and I'm pulling on you until I pull that arm off? And then I reach in there and get a hold of a leg and I pull it off. The little child is trying to scream as he's being torn apart and pulled out of the mother's womb in pieces.
Wow.
And we do that by the thousands in this country every day. How would you like for somebody to reach up and grab you by the arm and slang you out and jerk your arm out of socket? Would you like that? But we do it to babies every day. God said He don't like that. I don't like that either. I wouldn't want somebody to do that to me. But that's what they're literally doing to babies. You know? The partial birth abortion has got to be the worst I've ever heard of. If you've never seen or heard about how that is, once the child's head comes out of the mother, they take a pair of scissors and cut it behind the head and put a vacuum in and suck the brains out to kill it as it goes rigid. That's called a partial birth abortion. A live child. Do what? Well, I plan to upset a few people. I want everybody to be upset because this is what happens. I mean, Phil and Krista's got a beautiful little daughter. A little thing. And Phil couldn't imagine somebody that could let the little head come out and then reach up with a sharp instrument and split behind the skull and stick a high-powered vacuum in there and suck the brains out to kill it. Oh, But that's what they do. You know, we need to know what's going on. God says He hates people that kills the innocent. And those little creatures are innocent. You know, they haven't done anything wrong.
What we as the church have to understand is we're voting for these things because we don't know.
Yeah, that's right. But we need to learn, don't we?
Yeah.
Who else had Oh, Miss Lady back here. If you don't know what's going on, it's real easy just to pass through the day.
I'm actually went to Nashville, Tennessee, you know, the call. We were praying 12 hours on Saturday for abortion to end in this country. Amen. And, you know, it was a message that was very clear that we really, once you have that knowledge, you need to do something about it. You're Amen. Accountable to God. And even though my husband was going through chemo treatment, we drove on Friday 10 hours to Nashville, Tennessee. And let me tell you, there are a lot of people that are praying and fasting for abortion to end in this country. Amen. So we need to just be praying and fasting, because once we have the knowledge of what's been going on, we are accountable. And we don't do anything, we are accountable to God.
Yep, we just kind of forget everything and let everything go. And, you know, during the course of the day, we need to be praising the Lord, worshiping Him, talking to Him, and all asking Him to stop these things, because it says one of the seven things that He hates is hands that kill the innocent. You know, isn't it amazing? There was a lady that owned some abortion clinics right here in Dallas a few years ago. She had been responsible for over 30,000 deaths. Her clinics, she owned them. And then somebody told her about Jesus. And she got saved. And she shut them down. How many of those abortions, those murders, did God forgive her? Is that a merciful God? Beyond my wildest dreams that God could forgive a woman that had killed 30,000 children. But that's His grace. That's His mercy. But then once she got saved and she learned the truth, she couldn't continue to do what she was doing. If she had, she didn't get saved.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website. Or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.